Hare Krishna japa, increasing taste and concentration. Technique number 10, meaning meditation technique. This is part 10. These are a selection of meanings given by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada is probably the most famous contemporary guru in the world today, because he inaugurated the Hare Krishna movement, and he specifically traveled all around the world writing about over and over again and preaching about and personally chanting and leading the kirtans of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And thus, by his presence, by his prabhav, and by his pushtak and books, Srila Prabhupada left an eternal legacy on the fortunate souls of Kali Yuga who have all come in contact with the Hare Krishna mantra one way or another due to the unlimited magnanimity, compassion, and love of Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. In this technology age, one of the most amazing features is these small electronic music boxes where he can put a chip inside and program it to sing a couple bhajans over and over again, 24 hours a day. So they're called japa boxes. They're very cheap, 100 rupees or $2 or something in the market. And you plug it into the wall, or runs on batteries also, and it plays Hare Krishna japa or Hare Krishna kirtan by Srila Prabhupada. You'll be amazed, in our 30-some years of living in Brajmandal, we've traveled to many, many holy places and all over the Dwarasavan, and many times we go into the most ancient temples, most ancient Leela Stalis and pastime places of Radha and Krishna and the Coward Boys. And in that mandir, or in that samadhi, or in that bhajan kutir of that great saint or siddha purush, you'll find a little japa box, and you'll hear this sweet, divine, transcendental vibration. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And sometimes the Babaji or the sannyasi or the guru or mahant of that temple or Goswami, they come and they see you're interested and then they switch that box and then it goes to track two. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, and on and on and on eternally. Srila Prabhupada gave some very beautiful conceptions and meanings of the Maha Mantra. And he himself said in 1972, people generally ask me, what is the meaning of chanting the Hare Krishna mantra? To answer them, we say that chanting Hare Krishna mantra means immediately you're directly and personally associating with Bhagavan Sri Krishna. By chanting Hare Krishna mantra, you are directly associating with Krishna. If you chant the Hare Krishna mantra without any offense, then immediately you will contact Krishna. October 22nd, 1972. Chanting Hare Krishna means meeting Krishna, seeing Krishna, being directly with Krishna. In one of his famous books titled Teachings of Lord Kapila, based on Srimad Bhagavatam, Kapila Shiksha, third canto, in chapter 14, verse 32, Srila Prabhupada comments, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra begins with Hare. Hare means O Radharani, O Hare, O energy of Krishna. Since the vocative case Hare is being used, it means we are addressing Radharani. So when we are calling or addressing or calling out to Radharani, Hare, 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 O Radhe, O Radhe, O Radhe, then naturally Radharani will respond by saying, yes, what do you want? Then we will answer, O Radharani, please engage me in your service. When Radharani hears us in the vocative case, calling out her name, Hara, Hara, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare, Hare, it means, O Radhe, O Radhe. Radharani has ears everywhere, and she is everywhere, and she's hearing the sadhaka, the Hare Krishna japa person, calling out her name. Yes, I hear you. So, what do you want? And what does the sadhaka say? What do you say when Radharani asks you that question? When Radharani replies to your calling out? When you say, Hare, Hare, O Radhe, Radhe, and Radharani turns your way, and she looks at you with her beautiful, compassionate eyes and sweet, gentle smile and says, yes, what do you want? Then with a big smile on your face and your eyes beaming with surrender and humility, you should say, please, Radha, please engage me in your service. A very beautiful meaning of one word from the Maha Mantra by Srila Prabhupada. In one of his small books titled The Topmost Yoga System, which is a summary of Bhagavad Gita, chapter 5 and 6, Srila Prabhupada delivered a very wonderful illumination on Sri Krishna's divine names, which we will summarize here. So this is a summary, Prabhupada's explanation of the meaning of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Srila Prabhupada said, due to your association with the material energy for eternal time, your consciousness is now contaminated by the material atmosphere. The material world in which you are now living is called Maya. Maya, that which is not. Maya means illusion, and Krishna means satyam, truth. By chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, you can clean all the obstacles and material desires from your heart. By practical experience of chanting Hare Krishna Japa, you yourself can perceive that by chanting this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, or the great chant for deliverance, you will at once feel a transcendental ecstasy coming from the spiritual stratum. Thus, you can see that chanting the Hare Krishna Mantra actually comes down from the spiritual platform. And this spiritual sound vibration surpasses all lower strata of consciousness, namely the sensual plane, the mental plane, and the intellectual plane. There is no need for you to understand the language of the mantra, nor do you have to engage in any intellectual adjustment to chant the Maha Mantra. Chanting springs automatically from the spiritual platform, and as such, anyone can take part in vibrating this transcendental sound of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra without any prior qualification. In the beginning of chanting Hare Krishna Japa, you may not experience transcendental ecstasy, but there is no doubt that chanting Hare Krishna for a short time will immediately take you to the spiritual platform. And one of the first symptoms that you have touched or attained the spiritual platform is that you have a desire to dance along with chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. We have all seen this practically, and you may even testify yourself. Everyone can take part in chanting Hare Krishna and dancing, even a child. Of course, if you are too entangled in material life and sense enjoyment, it may take a little more time to come to the standard point. But even if you are materially attached, you can be raised to the spiritual platform very quickly by chanting Hare Krishna. As living beings, jivatmas, you are superior to this material energy. But when the superior energy of the jivatma is in contact with the inferior energy of maya, then an incompatible situation arises. But when the superior marginal energy, the jivatma, comes in contact with the superior energy, Radharani, who is called Hara or Hare in the Mahamantra, then the jiva, you, become established in a happy, blissful, and peaceful condition. The chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra is a spiritual call to Sri Krishna and Srimati Radharani to give protection. Your chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra should be exactly like the genuine crying of a child for its mother's presence. If you chant this Mahamantra very sincerely, then for sure, definitely, Sri Krishna will reveal himself to you. In this age of Kali, of quarrel and lying and hypocrisy, there is no other means of spiritual realization as effective as chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Sri Hare Krishna Mahamantra ki jai. Sri Namacharya Haridas Thakur ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Jai Jai Shri Radhe, Jai Jai Shri Radhe, Jai Jai Shri Radhe Shyam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare.